From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. North Korea calls it a declaration of war. North Korea's foreign minister, Ri Yong-ho, said today the United States has declared war on his country and Pyongyang would take counteractions if threatened, including shooting down American warplanes in the region. Ri directly linked U.S. President Donald Trump's comments Saturday night in a tweet late Saturday responding to Ri's United Nations General Assembly speech earlier in the day. Trump wrote, quote, "Just heard foreign minister of North Korea speak at UN. If he echoes thoughts of Little Rocket Man, they won't be around much longer." Today in New York, North Korea's foreign minister responded through an interpreter.
However, last weekend, Trump claimed that our leadership would be around much longer, and hence, at last, he declared a war on our country. Given the fact that this comes from someone who is currently holding the seat of United States presidency, this is clearly a declaration of war.
The comments follow an escalation in rhetoric between North Korean leaders and Trump last week during and on the sidelines at the UN General Assembly. A celebration in Germany, with the chancellor clapping her hands on stage and nearly dancing. Angela Merkel has won a fourth term as Germany's chancellor in a federal election where the outcome seemed inevitable since the start of campaigning. After the political disorder in London that followed Britain's vote to leave the European Union and turmoil in the United States in President Trump's first months in office, many Germans told reporters they were in no mood to gamble. This is VOA News. Along the same lines, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has announced today his intention to call a snap election next month, improving his chances of becoming the country's longest-serving prime minister that could extend his rule to 2021 if he can win re-election as the leader of his party. One wonders if the possibility of a surprise outcome could prevail in Japan.
I think a big difference with the Japanese election compared to the American election, the German election, and the British elections recently is there is no real serious opposition party that really poses a threat.
That's Matthew Lindley, a professor at Nagoya University. Abe's decision comes amid tensions over North Korea's missile and nuclear program. Iraqi Kurds are voting today in an independence referendum that is widely expected to be approved while facing objection from the government in Baghdad as well as neighboring countries and the United States. Iraqi Kurdish President Masoud Barzani has defended the referendum by revisiting old grievances between Baghdad and Iraqi Kurdistan. Katie Collin is a Mideast expert with the Brookings Institution.
The question is, from the Kurdish perspective, are we negotiating for separation or are we negotiating for structures that will address our claims to disputed territories for revenue sharing within a unified state of Iraq?
Barzani also tried to reassure regional powers and the rest of the world the referendum will not destabilize the region. The Russian Defense Ministry has announced one of its military leaders was killed while fighting the Islamic State in Syria. General Valery Asipov was serving as an advisor to Syrian government troops. A suicide bomber has struck a NATO convoy in Afghanistan's capital of Kabul, wounding at least three people. The Taliban insurgency took credit for plotting the attack. President Trump has signed a document prohibiting the entry of citizens from eight countries, including North Korea, Venezuela, Iran, Chad, Libya, Syria, Yemen, and Somalia. Mr. Trump's previous travel ban was the subject of court challenges. Then the U.S. Supreme Court ruled the order could take effect with some restrictions. David Beer is an analyst with the Cato Institute.
The Supreme Court ultimately held that it could go into partial effect, but not full effect. We're talking about a very small portion of the overall population who was initially the targets of the executive order.
Some people trying to come into the country, others trying to keep from being let out of the country. A new poll, however, by ABC News and the Washington Post showed Monday that 4 in 5 Americans support a right to residency for the undocumented immigrants who arrived in the U.S. as children. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.